Not too far from here, near the Meadows intersection, there are several all-you-can-eat buffets. I'm aware of three of them. Most Lenten fish fries are all-you-can-eat buffets as well. Many wedding receptions, funeral luncheons, graduation parties, and church summer picnics are all-you-can-eat meals too. My first assignment as pastor was to St. Boniface Parish in St. Boniface, way up the mountain, a parish of about 98 families. I was a high school principal at the same time. One of my favorite events, though, was to celebrate a funeral. After the funeral mass, the body was normally carried out back where the cemetery was. The parish cemetery was behind the church. And then from the cemetery, folks would go to the church hall where there would be a funeral luncheon. And there was Ada O'Rourke's meatloaf, the best meatloaf I've ever eaten in my life. Ada died a few years ago, and I suspect that no one made meatloaf for her funeral luncheon. Some traditions can't be repeated. Beginning today and for two more weeks, our gospel reading is from the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel. The crowds who ran after Jesus to hear good news, the crowds that ran after him to be healed or to be set free from demons, are the same crowds who gather after him once again. And we are told our Lord's heart is moved with compassion, just as it was moved with compassion last week. In his gut, he knows that crowd, they're hungry. Their stomachs, their guts are empty. St. Philip's response is that even with a whole lot of money, you could only buy enough food to give everybody just a little bit. St. Andrew finds a boy with a packed lunch of some bread and fish, but his response is, what can you do with so little for so great a crowd? In spite of having shared our Lord's authority, his power to preach and heal and to set free, the apostles speak and act as if Jesus is powerless. Nothing can be done for so many. Jesus would not allow himself to be discouraged by those two apostles. He takes what is given, blesses, gives thanks, and then feeds the whole crowd. The gospel tells us that they ate as much as they wanted. It was a type of all-you-can-eat buffet. And everyone had their fill. It's a Bible way of saying they were stuffed. And more often than not, whenever we go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, we end up walking away home stuffed as well. And since plastic containers and styrofoam take-home boxes were not invented yet, they have to fill 12 wicker baskets with the leftovers. As you might have noticed in last week's bulletin, I was on retreat this week at Holy Cross Abbey in Berryville, Virginia. And on early Tuesday morning, I spent some time thinking about and praying over the scripture gospel we just heard. A couple of thoughts occurred to me, actually more than a couple, but I share with you two. It occurred to me that there have been times in my life when, faced with a challenge or dealing with a difficult situation, I made excuses that nothing can be done. Now, my life, like your life, probably hasn't been all that easy. But every once in a while, we make excuses, and we act and speak as if nothing can be done. We underestimate the power of Christ Jesus. Another thought that occurred to me was that the Lord has filled my life with so many blessings. My life has been stuffed with God's goodness, his mercy, his providential care, and his love. Baskets full of blessings. And if we take the time to pray about it and think about it, my suspicion is many of our lives have had baskets full of blessings. And we need to appreciate that and acknowledge that. These are challenging times for the church. It's tough being Catholic. And most of the current problems and pain, the scandals and the crimes, are of our own making, especially we clergy. And so it's essential that we don't underestimate the power of Christ Jesus. He can still take what is given and radically transform it. His heart continues to be moved with pity. In his gut, he knows we need grace and purification. In his gut, he knows we need healing. And so he feeds us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation. And our communion with him has the power to help us live in a manner worthy of our calling, with humility, not with arrogance, with gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love. Christ Jesus has been and will always be our reason for hope. We place our faith in him. We place our trust in him.